This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it was very exciting news for One Port Augusta Group over the weekend, picking up the Best Documentary Award at the SA Screen Awards. I'm joined this morning by Paul Tanner with the Dusty Feet Mob. How are you this morning, Paul?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So tell me about Dusty Feet Mob. What was the documentary all about?
We were invited to join in with Change Media, and some of the Aboriginal groups here was asked to, you know, put forward a something for the to make a short film about, you know, what they're doing in Port Augusta, and we were lucky enough to give the idea that Dusty Feet Mob and how we tell our stories through song and dance and carry on our culture, which is thousands of years old. And we thought a good idea for us to do would be to carry on Uncle Archie Roach's legacy through the song and dance. And obviously he's a legend, and took the Children Away song. It's been really, really good for Dusty Feet Mob, and we've danced live with him for a couple of times. So I said, well, let's put this in a documentary and see where it takes us. So Change Media, great media group down in Adelaide, sort of come up here, and we filmed the documentary over the 3 or 4 days, spread out over a couple of weeks, and the results, obviously, pretty pleasing, but wow. Getting the best documentary was a huge bonus.
I was going to say, it must have obviously hit a mark, hit the right marks to come away with the award as well.
Oh, yeah, and it's very satisfying because we know how important that story is to Uncle Archie, and how it is also a huge story for so many of the Stolen Generation descendants. And we've performed with him live in, I think it was the Entertainment Centre in Adelaide, at one of the breakfast programs. And there were lots of Stolen Generation people there. And when we did the dance with Archie live, so many of those direct descendants of the Stolen Generation came up and thanked us, because, as Archie says in the film, it gives him a sense of healing and, moving on. And he's our number one supporter. He's got one of our Dusty Feet Mob T-shirts, and he loved the film and would have used it on his that tour would have went ahead, his last tour, and it was about the Took the Children Away song, and COVID-19 unfortunately put a stop to that. But it's good to know he loved the film, and we've let his manager know that it's now won this award, and he's really happy about that as well. So we've got a great relationship with him, and vice versa. So it's still a real buzz for us to actually to win it. It's good for our profile, it's good for Uncle Archie's profile, it's good for his story and his legacy, and it's good for us to carry it on for the obvious reasons.
As far as, I guess, achievements go, is it better to have the award or the appraisal of Archie Roach?
Oh, look.
Hard to compare.
Either one is pretty good. It's pretty good. So, you know, I wouldn't say one's better than the other, but, you know, we have got a good relationship with him. And so many others too. I think Dusty Feet Mob sort of, you know, there's other stuff we do as well that sort of carrying on those stories, and it's good for our culture, it's good for our kids, it's good for their development. It's good to see kids teaching kids, going into schools and that sort of stuff, and telling these stories and doing it in a contemporary way so that kids understand. And it's great. It empowers our kids, you know. In the film you see some of the kids when they're interviewed and what they see, and it's great to hear from them. But it is a blessing for me. It's a privilege, and it was an honour for us to have Uncle Archie in that film. I think that sort of took it to another level.
And now that, I guess, you have made your way onto the silver screen, is there any, what's happening in the future? What's the future plans for Dusty Feet Mob? What's next?
Yeah, good question, because apparently I've heard from Change Media that they've also entered in another, nominated in another award, and I think that's in LA, so I don't know what's going to happen with that, but, you know, things come up all the time, but, you know, obviously COVID-19 has slowed us down a little bit, but once we get through that period, we'll move on bigger and better. But it's a small group and it's manageable at this stage, but I guess the potential is to go even, you know, bigger and more. But I think you need more than just one manager, I think, because there's a lot of involved with travelling and busload of kids, or, you know, now with the boys in there as well, so it's getting quite busy for Dusty Feet Mob.
Sure.
And we're slowly picking up, yeah, especially in the education department with the schools, and that really works really well.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, and thanks for the opportunity to talk to you guys.
Look,
big thanks again to Change Media and all the kids, and we've got our own web page and Facebook page, so jump on there and have a look, and you'll see some of the videos and some of the other stuff we do. And yeah, once again, thanks for your time here today, and have a Merry Christmas and a happy New Year, guys, and let's get rid of this COVID-19.
Definitely. That was Paul Tanner with the Dusty Feet Mob on your Classic It's Breakfast.